creating cultural awareness and understanding. This is Culture Click. Culture Click is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University.
On this episode of Culture Click, we continue our coverage of Voices of the Past Cemetery Walk, which is presented every year by the Winona County Historical Society and performed in Woodlawn Cemetery. The theme was entitled Lure and Lore from the Mississippi River. Winonans from the past share with us how they enjoyed houseboats, public bathing, and participating in events such as the Water Carnival. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to Culture Click.
Ahoy there, mateys! Welcome to our site. I'm Carl Gerlicher, owner of the Milton G, a grand houseboat from the turn of the century. The 19th century, that is. It was all metal, refashioned out of an old riverboat steamer. We were famous, my wife Julie and I, were famous for hosting parties on our houseboat, weren't we, dear?
Yes, we were. We'd either tie up in the summer months, or you could find us cruising down, up and down the Mississippi. Everybody knows us as the houseboat hobos.
That was us, houseboat hobos. Well, we'd like to take you on a little excursion of the river near Winona right now. So just sit back, relax, and hear about all the fun things we did on the river.
We had all the necessities on our boat. We had a pump in case a storm came up and we got water in our boat, we could pump it out. We had a stove and we had a toilet.
This is a big deal now. Big deal. Because, you know, most folks didn't even have a toilet in their home at the time. So we had a toilet on the boat.
Big deal. Yes, we did. The first stop on our tour is one of the best spots for recreation in the Winona area. It was the Latch Bathhouse. Now, some of you might remember the bathhouse, as it didn't close until 1974. Well, I'd like to introduce you to a man who knows all about the houseboat, as he was superintendent of it for many years, Mr. Samuel Bertha.
Thank you, Carl. Now, I reckon I can tell you something about it, since I started overseeing the bathhouse back in 1907 when it first opened in August. You see, the mayor at the time, Mr. John A. Latch, thought people needed a place to swim.
He wanted the children to be safe when we went swimming in the river.
That's how it was, right, Miss Kerr?
Well, that's right, Tilly. Everyone went swimming in the summer. It was the way we bathed in those days, but sadly, many children died not knowing where it was safe to swim.
Yes, people kept saying that somebody ought to do something. Well, Mr. Latch did. He provided the money for the bathhouse, $10,000, which was quite a bit of money for the time. And it was built right across the river from town. He even arranged for bathers to get across the High Wagon Bridge without paying a toll.
Well, that's right. And since many people did not own bathing suits back then, you could rent one at the bathhouse. For only a nickel, you got a bathing suit, towel, locker, and 1 ounce of soap.
I like to go on Fridays because it was Ladies Day.
Oh. Bad elbow.
But you had to wear a suit then. That was the rule.
Didn't stop me.
Well, okay. I can't say I was on duty at all hours, and, well, what happened after dark, I cannot say.
Please don't.
But we did have rules, and we had a strong swimmer on duty in case somebody got into trouble in the water. We had the safe areas roped off to keep people from going out in the stronger currents. We even provided swimming lessons. It was a great place for recreation and fun.
Speaking of fun, now envision us tying up our houseboat on the other side of the river at the Winona Levee. We're here for the Water Carnival.
Oh, the Water Carnival. Great fun. They would have swimming competitions, they'd have bathing beauty competitions, and any other water-related sport.
I won the bathing suit contest in 1924, and this is the bathing suit I wore. This one was my brother's suit, but he didn't enter the bathing beauty contest. But thousands of people came for all the events. Oh, Tilly, what was your favorite event?
I like the high diving, but when that boy jumped off that really, really high dive and landed on his back, I got scared. Well, we were all scared. Mm-hmm. But then he came up and swam to the Latch Beach side of the river.
That was such a relief. Oh, and do you all remember the one year that there was a daytime fireworks show?
Yes.
Yes, they had lanterns that they exploded and then floated into the air. Oh, I had never seen anything like it before. Great. And they also had swimming synchronization competitions. Oh, they were just lovely with beautiful costumes and graceful moves.
Albert, you really enjoyed the water carnival. Why don't you tell us about it?
My favorite year of the water carnival was this one year some big hotshot surfer guy was going to come through and put on a show for everyone. Only, he never showed up. So, our locals, Addison Yeoman, and also Max Conrad, who's the man, by the way, put on a show. And while everyone was expecting a good show, Addison and Max put on a great show.
I do remember that, and I think they were just as good as the professional guy would have been.
They even rode a chair on top of the surfboard, then rode right past the levee where my family was watching.
I do remember that, Tilly. Max Conrad, laying on his back, gliding on by, for all to see.
Oh, you know, I recall Mr. Yeomans and Mr. Conrad falling off those boards quite a few times, also right in front of the crowd.
Like that.
Dear, I think it's time we hoboed down the river.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, how we enjoyed those lazy days on the river.
Yes, but the children and I enjoyed it more because we could stay on the houseboat. He had to go off to work, and then he'd have to come back in the evening while we would spend the whole time there.
Yes, I did have to go off to work, but sometimes we'd motor down the river and spend a lazy week vacationing, cruising down the river. You know, it was so relaxing watching those lumbermen floating the logs down the river.
Or the clam diggers pulling clams that they used to make buttons. Oh, it was magnificent, the scenery here. We just would watch the bluffs roll by as we hoboed down the river.
Whoa, would you look at the time? I need to get off your boat and get back to work at the Latch Bathhouse. Excuse me.
Oh, it's so pleasant here. It's too bad. But I guess he's right.
I guess. Okay, everybody off the boat. It's time to get back to work or move on to your next site. Bye now.
Thanks again to all who took part in making the Winona County Historical Society's Voices of the Past Cemetery Walk possible, especially the writers, actors, organizers, researchers, and volunteers. More information on the Winona County Historical Society can be found at www.winonahistory.org. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you've been listening to Culture Click.
Creating cultural awareness and understanding. You've been listening to Culture Click. Support for Culture Click is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Culture Click is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information, look us up on the web at kqal.org. And thanks for listening to Culture Click.